The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all the ways you can take us in. No matter how you do, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside Bill Krakenberger. Standing by momentarily. Let's do this real quick. Let's just take a look at the August Major League Baseball numbers because we've done this all year long. We've had a bet.
How about September?
Or September. Yeah. Well, I don't even know what time it is. We've done it all 6 months. So let's look at September. This is, again, we're September 12th now, so not even halfway there. Teams have, 16 or 15 games left, respectively. The Mets and the Phillies, two winners yesterday. They're in the catbird seat, both at 8-2. Remember, the tiebreaker here at Circa is fewest losses in case they end up with the same amount of wins. And the second tiebreaker would be best run differential. So the Mets and the Phillies right now, both at 8-2. Mets with a slight edge in the run differential department. Guardians and Reds at 7-3. Pirates, the Buccos at 7-4. Tigers at 6-3. And then my 25-1 on the Diamondbacks are at 6-4, so in seventh place right now.
They made first page of the graphic, moving on up. Didn't need an asterisk next to them.
Bro, we lived on the front page for 4 months.
Yeah, you did, man.
We lived at the top of the front page for 4 months. Not so much last month, but September, we're in it. But by the way, tonight I also mentioned about the Mets and the Braves and that bet that we have on that for the Braves to miss the playoffs. Mets with a one-game lead. By the way, here's MLB best record we should point out as well. The Phillies now, one-game lead over the Dodgers for the best record in the major leagues. Diamondbacks are a distant seventh, six games back of the Phillies now, but the Diamondbacks are fading in that department. But that's what it is for those who bet this market. Phillies with a slight edge. Again, a little more than half a month of Major League Baseball left. Look at the Guardians still hanging tough. Hanging tough. Wasn't that a song by the New Kids? Yeah, hanging tough. Totally. Guardians hanging tough. Four games back. What is that? Yeah, four games back. I can't believe it. It's amazing. The Guardians season. Everybody thought they were going to lose that division, and they managed to stave off the threats of both the Royals and the Twinkies in the end. So there it is. I wanted to mention the last thing about the Braves and the Mets. The Braves have a four-game set starting tomorrow against the Dodgers. The Mets a three-game set against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Those might be important.
So we are going to learn this whole thing for the last playoff position in the National League. We may see a bunch of separation. We may see some change. We may see no change at all. But this is an interesting set of games for both teams. So four-game set against the Dodgers for the Braves and a three-game set for the Mets against the Phillies. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday. It is the second hour, and that means Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen, not feeling well for a couple reasons. We started to talk about this off air. Could you share with us, Bill?
Yeah, no, I did a couple things. I was a little under the weather with allergies. We had some bad allergies here, but whatever's happening in California, these fires or something, got some bad allergies the last 3-4 days. And then, of course, then yesterday or 2 days ago, I actually slipped at the corner of my pool. So I slipped at the pool and came within 1 inch of really being seen. Now, listen, I got to look back at the cameras at this. It's a comedy show. It's like John Candy doing a stunt. Literally at my pool, all my clothes on, at the edge of the pool where the marble is, slipped, fell into the pool with all my clothes, everything on, and my right leg hit the ground, and it came within like 2 inches of hitting my head on the side of the pool, but literally went right into the pool. Thank God didn't hit my head. But,
that's scary.
It was just, I don't even really go in the pool that much. I don't know what I was doing. More of a jacuzzi guy, but,
you tell it in an amusing way. And I'm sure there's people listening who are picturing you in your full black outfit falling and smiling. Yeah. We can smile now that you're okay, but man, that's not,
I got to look back at the cameras.
Yeah.
You want to die laughing? When you see the hat floating by itself on top of the pool water. I was asking the surveillance guys in the builders, listen, can I get a clip of that? Like just a hat floating. Yes. That's the end. That's the end of him.
Wait, that. Can you get a clip of that?
Yeah, please.
Oh, please.
Just a hat, me underwater, and just a hat floating on top of the water. It was hysterical.
Oh, thank God. Thank God you can swim.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you still making the time to come on. You didn't have to, Bill, you know, so we appreciate it.
No, I wanted to. Oh, excuse my throat. I wanted to because I know everyone knows about this Bet365 thing that I retweeted, but not only me, a lot of people did. As a matter of fact, they got millions of views. My clip only got 270,000 and actually got like 2.5 million views or, you know,
explain to those who don't know what you're talking about.
So now what I'm talking about is, and you know, we know that McCaffrey did not play on Monday night. So this person bet, by the way, just $100, 110 to win 100 on Jordan Mason over 13.5 player. Rushing yards. And Bet365, after the game, sent him a note. We have identified that this selection was placed at incorrect odds. As such, in accordance with our rules, this will be settled at the revised odds of -5,000. I mean, so
brutal.
Instead of paying him back $100 profit, they want to give him, you know, a grocery dollar. I mean, it's out of control. These companies that think they can get away with this. And this is a big company, Bet365. They're a billion-dollar company across the pond. They're legal in New Jersey only. They should just shut the doors. They don't want action. They wanted a foot in the United States so they can use it down the line somewhere. However, they have not expanded. You know, the big companies will not let these little companies again. They're a big company, but just not present in the United States. So now, of course, after everyone went after them, what happened? Bet365 said, "Oh, we're paying everybody. Our mistake. Sorry about that." Well, if the person that made the bet or bets didn't have any social media presence or anyone like myself to retweet and say, "What are you guys doing?" they would have not paid the bet. So here's my thing. I want to take it a step further. I want everyone to realize that this company will try to rob you. That means you shouldn't give them $1 of business ever down the line, ever, because this stuff cannot go on. And you know what? It goes on in a couple different sports books. If you remember when these books first came to the country, there was problems like this. I don't know if you remember this. FanDuel came to the country and they said, "Oh, well, we're going to make the American public. They're going to lay $1.14 each way. They're going to love it because they don't have sports betting in New Jersey." FanDuel at the Meadowlands was $1.14 each way on sides, NFL sides, NBA sides, everything. There was a little bit of a pushback against it. I remember tweeting out and retweeting things about ridiculous, how can you lay $1.14? It took about a month for it to go back to standard -110. So every little person out there, I don't care how small your account is, by retweeting stuff like this when something happens, it does get to them. The more numbers they see, someone in PR says, "Oh man, we messed up. We better correct this." Just like recently DraftKings did with their tax they were trying to pass along to customers. They knew they messed up and they reversed it because of the all the people like myself, like you guys, like everyone talking about it. And of course they're gonna, but if we don't have that presence, if we don't have those revolt that we have in us, you know, it's not really, I'm happy I call it a revolt. I mean,
yeah, well, but
this is a standard. Should be standard, you know, these things.
It's infuriating, but you know, Bill, some of them are too big to care also, right? Like, again, that NBA,
very good.
That NBA very draft good. Thing that I had where they switched the odds on me, right in front of your face.
Yeah,
they can lie, right? They're big enough where they can lie and say, "Oh, yeah, someone, you know, across town was making the same bet right at that moment." So, you have no way of disproving that, right? So they can get away with all kinds of things. But the one you're talking about, you know, where you're just like, "Oh yeah, sorry, you bet a wrong line." Well, you have one job, right? Your job is to put up the right line. And by the way, how magnanimous of you to give the guy the $100 that you owed him. It's just incredible.
Yeah. And you know what? You're right, Gil, about what you're saying. Like Caesars, they're too big to care.
Yep.
They just don't care. I went after them. You went after them. They're too big to care. And, these companies do it right in front of you. I hate that when that happens. They change lines and they have that out that says, "Oh, Someone betted at one of our other pots. Someone betted over at, you know, Flamingo. You know, that's just terrible, the things they do. And they just don't care. They have so much business. There's so much volume. They don't care. All I can do is tell people not to play. All I can do. But, yeah. You know, people said, oh, well, you should maybe get gaming involved. No, you can't. I've had 5 calls to gaming in Nevada. Good luck finding a gaming agent in New Jersey, actually. Casino Control Commission used to be a big, giant building. It was a big business. Now it's a voicemail. You call up and you get a voicemail. It's a little tiny office now. It's a voicemail and they'll get back to you. And good luck someone getting back to you. They happen if you need something instantly.
And often when you do push it up, it's a kangaroo court also, right? So it's like, you know, it's you're beaten so many ways.
Yeah, they don't know. You know, if they have to know the pulse of the business, these people are used to policing, you know, machines and blackjack and disgruntled gamblers that are playing table games. And so this whole sports is new to them. This whole sports is kind of new, even though it's been 7 years here, or 5 years, whatever it is, I'm saying, depending on the jurisdiction, it's still new to them. They don't know anything past 11 to 10. You might have to even explain that to them. So they're not going to be able to police someone, you know, paying the wrong odds. And of course, they're only going to get the one-way description. Oh, this guy was out and we didn't get to adjust our odds. Well, that's on you guys. You're supposed to readjust the odds, right? Not us, just because we're trying to win. We try to win with any information we can get. We try to win.
We don't have to do your job for you. That's not how this works. Bill,
100%.
Bill with the PSA, that's why you got to bet at places like Circa where these things will not happen to you. More with Crackman. Definitely. On the other side. He gives us one more segment. His thoughts on football and beyond and anything else on his mind. It's a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidley live from Circa. Did I call you Kelly Bidley? Kelly Bidley.
Bidley.
Was that Matt Brown? Was excited to introduce you. Was like, Kelly Bidley.
Yeah, it was a long shots episode.
Kelly Bidley. Are you guys doing long shots, by the way?
Yeah, there's one up for this week for the Pro Core Championship.
Okay.
Pro Core. Did I get that right? Yeah, Pro Core
you
Championship.
Did. Okay, again, Megapod today with Joe Pita. As we break down all things week 2, so after the show I have to speed on the freeways of Las Vegas at speeds that are, how can I put this, illegal to get there to do a podcast where my microphone sounds fantastic, apparently, today.
All right, there you go.
So we're very excited about that. Bill Krakenberger, by the way, we got a couple tweets, people just bigging up Crack for showing up. He said, Mr. Goody Goody said, Bill is the man of the people, under the weather, still giving us tidbits on a numbers game. And Montreal Max said, you know our man Bill is struggling when he has to do a Zoom remote and miss being in the new Circus studio set up for ANG, but I do keep sending him DMs for shows to watch on his downtime. So how about that? And let's see, Kyle Rebusel, hope I'm pronouncing that right, Kyle, says, didn't bet 365 as we bring in Bill Krakenberger once again, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, at Bill Krakenman with a K, Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast. Kyle asks, didn't bet 365 just get in trouble for taking bets on settled events? Bill's story is sickening. Bill, do you know about that with bet 365?
Yeah, they have been fined multiple times. He's absolutely correct. I actually have an article that someone sent me it's on Legal Sports Report, and it's Bet365 hit with another fine. Let me see.
Usually those circumstances, usually yeah. Bettors are the ones who will catch an offshore that will leave up an event that is already completed and they will take a shot at the book. But you're saying Bet365 did it the other way.
Yeah. This fine was between February of 2022 and January of 2023, New Jersey sports betting regulators, said Bet365 accepted more than $257,000 worth of wagers on unapproved events where somebody already knew the results. Wow. I don't know what that even means, to be honest with you.
Oh, so they accepted it. So basically, it might not have even been them taking just the ones that they won. They're just the fact that they just accepted them, the fact that they left them up, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah. 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 You wonder if let's give an example here in town. You wonder if like does that mean like MGM gets a fine for like with Doug Kazarian betting over at the kiosk? Like, no, I'm not trying to say about Doug, but I mean, it could be anybody betting at the kiosk, winning hundreds of thousands of dollars on events with the wrong things. I'm just wondering, like, does that? I just don't know how.
By the way, just
that might be it.
Because let's be accurate about Doug. Doug's thing was a NFL draft prop where someone was listed at a position,
right. Listed at something else.
Yeah, that was not, you know, that he could exploit, and he circumvented the limits at the desk by pounding the kiosk. I love when Doug went after me for the Westgate thing, and then he does something far more egregious. I do remember Doug, believe me. But the thing is, the MGM rules stated that they must pay him out no matter what. They must pay him out. So he got sort of fortunate that he had to get paid on that. So there are rules that will protect the bettors in some instances.
I sent you a text from one of the directors of trading, and this was from one of the sports books. Boy, I wish I had contact with all of the directors of all of these books that trading of us, you know, these big sports books that came over from England and, you know, across the pond or wherever they come up over from. I actually got a hold of one of the directors. There's nobody higher in risk. And I said, listen, you guys have limited me to $47. I'm up $2,000 total in the last 3 months.
It's
like
ridiculous.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I said, now I'm limited to $47 on NFL. This is an NFL total. And I said, I finally got to someone. And, you know, this is exactly what I thought it was. And I guarantee you, it's the same way with some of the big companies out there that have limited people like this. He said, Bill, I am so sorry. We want nothing but positive customer experience around here. Can't have people being knocked back to the $50. That's not how it's supposed to be. I'm here to take bets. Take the bet and we'll move it after if we feel we need to move it. So bottom line, I kept on going back and forth with him, and I'm not going to say the company, but I'm going to tell you exactly what I've been told. I've been told, which exactly what I thought it was, Gil. Someone in risk just doesn't like that you beat the lines. He doesn't like, even though I've told him already, you have to take these bets for a dime or $500. Doesn't matter. I'm going to have to fire this person because they've taken it so personal. They've taken their job so personal. They cannot stand when you or someone like you,
that's right,
beat the line. Now I'm going to take it a step even further. You know what it is, Gil? They just wish they can be us. They wish they can do it. Well, have the balls to go out there and do what we do and you know, have all the problems that we have in our industry. When you're taking a nice cushy salary, denying bets, you know, it just bothers me that it's exactly what I thought it was with these companies where people are getting the bets and they're hating you. They're hating you for beating them. And they take it so personal. So I just finally found a director that actually said that shouldn't be going on. And the reason why in these smaller companies, some of the directors don't even know. The guys up top don't even know what's going on. They don't know that.
It's very
true.
They
don't even know.
Yeah.
They don't know. It's only the people on risk that are denying bets. They're throwing out squares. They're throwing out Joe Publics, regular people.
Yeah.
So and it's costing them money. And of course, do you know how much money it is to be able to get a customer? What are the cost to acquire a customer? Customer acquisition. Do you know how much money it costs?
Well, a gentleman,
now you're throwing them away.
A gentleman at FanDuel just admitted yesterday, one of their higher ups admitted yesterday that a large percentage of the people that they've tossed out are losing better. So they even admit that their ability to profile is just very poor. Bill, week two in the NFL, did you make any bets here tonight? Did you make any bets? Bills Dolphins?
You know, on my podcast, I have Randy now every week giving out his picks. He was doing it last year with someone. I said, you know what, Randy, come on my show every week. It's it's Wisecracks. It's at Crack Wins on YouTube. It's at on Spotify at Action Junkies. And Randy's on there for 15, 20. He's on the whole show this week, actually, with us. And Randy gave out Miami -2 tonight. And I actually like Buffalo in a teaser, the other side of that bet, teasing it up to, you know, through the key numbers of 3 and 7. But, you know, we both can win. But so it's interesting. I actually teased it with the Giants, the awful Giants, taking it up through 3 and 7, up to 7.5. So,
teaser legs, both the Bills and the Giants.
It's so hard, Gil. It is so hard to get the right price on a teaser, though, now. I mean, we don't have any in Las Vegas. It's like $1.20. I'm not allowed to play at Caesars. It's $1.25, I think.
Yep.
But I believe DraftKings, Kelly, didn't last week.
Yes.
Someone said that DraftKings is still $1.20 on 6-point teasers.
Yep.
I believe.
Yep. You're right.
We shout them out when they're doing something good. Yeah. They're the best.
So, yeah, I'm going to talk about companies whether they're good or bad. So that's, I'm not just going after companies.
By the way, let me finish that sentence. They're the best, at least in teaser prices, is what I meant. Is what I meant to say. If I stop at the best, people can be like, you said they were the best. I'm like, that's something.
Oh, they'll use that against you.
They will. That's right.
There's some teaser prices there. Listen, there's some ugly teams out there. Then they're the only teams I'm really going to be interested in betting normally and stuff. But like Carolina this week, God, I look at the look ahead line. The Chargers was like 3.5, 4. I mean, it was up to 6.5 yesterday. Still, I'm looking now. There's a couple 6.5s out there. My God, Carolina at home getting 6.5 from a Charger team at. I bet under on season wins for that. I don't even think they're any good, even though they did get by the Raiders, but I don't think the Raiders are any good. So we're going to see this week. Sometimes there's overreactions week 1 to 2. We all know that. But I think I kind of lean to the Panthers there, but we're going to have to see what happens here.
This is the question, Bill, because we talked about it as early as Monday, because I couldn't believe the line on this game, right? We all agree. Yeah. We all agree that if we were doing this, we all agree that the value, quote unquote, right, the typical value would be on the Panthers here. But do you have the onions to bet them? And the answer for me is no, I do not. I'm the first person to admit I do not.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that's one of the games I was looking at. I'll tell you what, this is a tough survivor week, believe
it
or not.
It is.
What do you pick?
I don't know.
I lost half of my entries first week with a lot of other people. And, you know, thank God Buffalo got there and so did Seattle. They pulled through. But this week,
I'm probably
going to leave off the big favorites.
Well, Bill, we got to run, but that's what I'm saying. So you're not going to play the Chargers in Survivor, or you're thinking about it?
No Chargers. No way.
Can't do it.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Bill. Feel better, man. Feel better.
All right.
Glad he avoided disaster at the pool. Kelly, you got to get that footage. You got to get that footage quickly.
Poor guy.
We'll come back. Some more NFL on the other side with Kelly and me. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, don't forget to check out our website, VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. It's all there. Some deep dive baseball stats is kind of, if you dig deep a little in there, it's in there as well. Umpires, first five stats, it's all at VSiN.com. Front page, Adam Burke on the Arizona State-Texas State game in college football. Steve Mackinnon on his NFL top plays based on betting splits, power ratings, and trends. Dave Tooley with his week 2 takes in the National Football League. Tooley takes is what they call it. It's all at VSiN.com. That and so much more. Zach Cohen, Tyler Shoemaker all over the place too, right here at the website, vsin.com. Check it out. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Let's see here. Let's go through every game, by the way, Kelly. But not before we say, Jason H11, he says, a numbers game presents the best chest hair contest, a.k.a. the Chesties. The Chesties contestants are Bidlon, Weingarten, and Wishnev. Judges are Crack Fezzik and Dr. Bob. Moderator is Gilly. This is from Xavier Jacob. He says, Xavier 82, Jacob, he says, did you see Kyler Murray's comment on why he barely targeted Marvin Harrison Jr. this past Sunday? He said, geez, this guy's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Specifically with Kyler Murray, the comments were that it is not his job, Kelly, to force targets. Was Marvin Harrison Jr. wide open in the end zone? Because that didn't look like a force. That would have been a force to me.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I saw some of the quotes coming out about this, and I said to myself, I don't want to overreact to any of this until I hear the entirety. Because, like,
here's the entirety. Quote, as a quarterback, obviously you're going through your reads. He told Craig Morgan of Phoenix, whatever that is. He says, sometimes the ball goes to him, but that's not my job. I have a sense and feel for guys when they don't get the ball and when they're getting the ball, but I leave that up to Drew. That's the offensive coordinator. He tells me, don't worry about that type of stuff. Just keep playing your game and get the ball to where the ball is supposed to go.
Yeah, so I don't have any...
That's reasonable.
I don't have any problem with that response. I guess I'm assuming, though, that Kyler Murray would admit that on the play like you're referencing, I missed a wide open receiver. It doesn't matter what his name is.
Brian Schaefer sticking it to me, burning me. He goes, Gil, Cowboys top five, laughing emojis. Pump the brakes. They played a horrible Browns team. No, sorry, the Browns aren't horrible. Got news for you. He says they have no running back, one wide receiver. Kelly has them right where they should be. Take the Cowboys and switch them with Green Bay after one loss, and love will be back. Okay, Brian, I'm on it.
Get out.
Let me leave and go change my power rankings.
This is also why we feel like we always have to bring up our 11th team there's a five spot difference
Someone is always offended deeply by power rankings. Yeah. It's incredible.
So it's we're heading into week two. We've played 1 week.
Clarence Beeks, crop report specialist, says, I still remember the winning daily lotto numbers in New York City on 9/11 was 9/11. What he's referring to, I don't know if
you
remember
serious?
This.
Are you serious?
The year after, on 9/11/2002, the winning New York lottery numbers by sheer coincidence was 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah. We had brought up 9/11 before. Okay, well, let's go through these. You want to do the rapid-fire games and just get quick capsule thoughts on all these?
Let's do it. We did that last week. I thought it was good, and there's been a lot of lines that have been shifting here. So, okay, Dolphins, Bills. We'll circle back to that at the end. It sounds like you're with Randy McKay. I'm with Bill Krakenberger, apparently, though. See, you played the Dolphins.
Yeah.
The only way me and Bill are looking at it is Bills in a teaser, but I don't even know if I'm going to get there.
I like your bet, too.
Yeah, that's right. I don't mind either, because like you said on guessing lines, this is another game. Why is it not three?
And I just want to bring up again, for those who missed the top of the show, because some people tune in when they tune in, but the Bills beat the Dolphins twice last year again, 48-20, 21-14. Josh Allen has thrown for at least two touchdowns in every single game he's ever played against the Dolphins. Tyreek has been held in check in the five games he's played as a Dolphin against the Bills. 7 for 69, 7 for 82 in a touch, 3 for 58, 9 for 69 in a touchdown, 2 for 33. So they have by and large kept him in check. But again, I will say, with Mostert out tonight, with Achane, a game time decision, I think he will play. You could see some Jeff Wilson. You could see some Jalen Wright. I just feel like Tua props to the over will probably be in full effect tonight. That's how I would lean. And I think any slickness, because there is supposed to be some precipitation, any slickness helps the Dolphins passing game. I know most people immediately gravitate towards, oh no, that'll help running games. No, not to me. Tyreek and Jaden Waddle with that speed know where they're going. The defenders on Buffalo don't. So I expect some big plays.
Right. I'm going to jump to one game. There's been a lot of line movement, guys, in the past like 24 hours. If you haven't been tracking stuff, I'm going to jump to one that's on the move right now. Was trying to see if there's any news. I don't see anything specific right now that would make this move, but the Jets, I don't know if you caught this. I got bet that moved down to all the way down to 3.5, basically across the board against the Titans. Jets now have taken money this morning. I'm seeing the board flash up right now. Most places back up to 4 or 4.5. South Point still at 3.5 here in town. But
just now, less than 2 minutes, it moved to 4. Yeah. By the way, there's a 4.5 at Bookmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So 4.5 on the Jets at the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything major on Twitter like this is any news related, but it caught my eye last night when it had gotten all the way down to 3.5. Like you talked about, so many favorites that me and you are interested in this week. I'm like, if this hits 3 somehow, I'm going to be laying it with the Jets. So good thing it's not, because I don't really want to get involved in that game. So yeah, that one out to 4. Any thoughts from you on that one? I mean, look, I expect to see a better Jets team than what we saw on Monday night. The Tennessee Titans, I think what we saw in Chicago is probably what you're going to see a lot of this year with them. They're going to try to threaten downfield. Sometimes it's going to work against bad defenses. Good defenses, I think, you're going to struggle with.
They should have won that football game against the Bears, but that's the problem. Like, you have to take advantage of the games you should, quote unquote, win. And certainly the way that game was, 17-0, they should have won that football game. But obviously a punt return for a touchdown and a pick six, a ridiculous pick six, by the way, where Will Levis just flings it.
I think the worst like, throw ever.
Bad quarterback 101. Worst decision ever. Ill-advised Billy Levi with that horrible decision. I guessed it right around here. I think this line is appropriate. I think I guessed 4 on this or 3.5. I think the Jets bounce back, and I think the Jets win this game. They are a more talented football team all around.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'm moving back to the top of the board now. Raiders at Ravens have seen a little movement in this game as well. Kyle Van Noy will be out for Baltimore. Tyree Wilson questionable on the defensive front for the Raiders. Just a couple of things to keep your eye on for this game. This number's come back down, Gil. We got a lot of 8.5s in the market now. Basically, the only shops I'm really looking at, and again, shout out to DraftKings again, besides DraftKings, pretty much all the teaser shops with good teaser prices are keeping this at 9. Everybody else is pretty much down to 8.5 on Baltimore.
Yeah.
And guess what? Lamar Jackson practiced yesterday. He's fine.
Hey, what a
Isn't
surprise.
That weird? It's fine.
What
He's
a surprise.
Fine, guys.
That's why we don't make a big deal of that kind of stuff with Lamar Jackson.
So silly.
I like the Ravens. I've said it many times this week. I feel like this is one of these games where they could win by 30.
Yep.
But I am not happy to see that Dr. Bob is on the Raiders. Going to have to ask him about that
Bob
tomorrow.
Bob Andrew. Wow.
Yeah. I want to hear the explanation on it.
Yeah, I think this is where a lot of these guys would say is, hey, this Raiders defense is better than what a lot of people are giving them credit for, and the offensive line struggles for the Ravens.
I'm going to guess it's more of the latter.
Okay.
That it's more of a negative thing, that the Ravens shouldn't be rated as higher as the market is. That's my guess. But
yeah,
we'll see.
I'm with you, though. I mean, I got Ravens in a teaser. I laid 8 with them initially. I think down to 8.5, you're back in teaser range. I think there's some teaser options this week that are attractive with it.
Have I mentioned that I hate that I'm on so many favorites this week. I just know disaster is looming.
Oh, me too. I'm on only favorites and overs. How does that work out?
Brutal. Brutal.
All right, Chargers, Panthers. We're back up to 6 pretty much everywhere.
Okay, this is we'll just repeat what we said all week. I couldn't believe this line when you told it to me on Monday. I guessed half of this, right? I guessed 3 on the Chargers. It's 6 and everything, and it's so there's value, right? Quote unquote. But man, you gotta have real courage to bet the Panthers plus 6 after what you saw from them this past week, what you saw from them for one whole season. We are not yet at the Bryce Young is a bust, definitive mark. I think he is, but we're getting there. We're almost there. And I don't think you can endure much more of this. It's not just him. He didn't give up 47 points. He doesn't play defense. So the defense didn't look good at all without their main man, Brian Burns, from last year. But the Chargers didn't do anything except for those two explosive plays from Dobbins against the Raiders. They shouldn't have. I mean, they have nothing on offense, really. So they're going to struggle all year. There's no way I'm touching this game.
And even yes, I think the Chargers win, but they're trying to get it done on the ground. They're just going to try to run the ball. So you're asking a team that's going to rely that heavily on the run to cover 6.5 points. That's a lot. I mean, it does fit the theme of the week, though. There are a lot of these sides this week that you've got the week one kind of overreaction to, right, where it gets bet out and people are, like Crack brought up, people are looking at what the look ahead line was and saying this is 3 points now off from what the look ahead line was, and they're getting bet back down. Panthers did take a little money last week. Saints, Cowboys, I'll throw this one in real quick. Cowboys 6 or 6.5, 46.5, 47 total on this.
Yeah, game. I think the Cowboys are every bit as good as they showed last week, and they're better on turf. That we know that from last year also, right? They're bullies and they're better at home, where they get the faster playing surface. And I don't know, the 47-10 win by the Saints over the Panthers, I don't know what that tells us at all.
Hey, Derek Carr's great when he's not getting hit.
That's right.
He's about to get hit this week.
Good luck checking Micah Parsons here and trying to solve that Dallas defense. So I like Dallas, and again, I hate myself for loving all these favorites, but I do.
Might be not a bet for me, but it might be a contest play. Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely will be a contest play. We'll come back. We'll continue with a Week 2 slate. Just some brief thoughts on all. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't forget to stay tuned to VSiN after a numbers game for Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown. Matt's in the hizzy once again, noon Eastern. They'll be joined by Buffalo Bills beat reporter Matt Perino before tonight's game in Miami. Then stick around after Money Moves for Prop Points with John Hansen at 2 p.m. and then Make It Rain with Adam Shine from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. VSiN, that's our schedule. That's up next after Kelly and I shut our pie holes talking NFL. By the way, Steve Fezzik has texted in.
Oh, has he?
Steve was very mad. Steve texted in. He live texted the show. Yesterday, he was very mad. Steve Fezzik, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest. Yesterday, he was very angry. because I asked Cleve T.A., what's your best bet? And Cleve was like, oh, it's not there anymore, but this was my best bet. And nothing drives Steve Fezzik more crazy than someone who's giving a bet that doesn't exist anymore. Except it's not my fault because I don't know what he was going to say, and it's not his fault if that was his best bet. Steve still gets mad. Steve did say about the crack segment. He goes, what the sportsbooks don't understand, this isn't blackjack. If you throw me out, I can just send an all-out blitz of literally a dozen guys at you with the same bet I would have made as just one person if you piss me off enough, he says.
Yeah.
Steve Fezzik on what Crack was talking about with books. A-Rel has tweeted in. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. He says, Gil, I'm offended that you think I would be offended by your NFL power rankings. that's correct. I don't think you would be offended, but some are. Rick Brown, I'm a $50 to $100 better in BetMGM in Tennessee. Limits me to $5 to $1.65 a wager. Why? It's crazy.
Okay, the other one that I feel like, I mean, I don't have an answer for that. That's inexcusable. But the other one I'll bring up, because it happens here at a couple books, is it might also depend what time of day you're betting. Like these guys like to they like to keep normal business hours. Some of the books around here.
Well, that's just
not
Circa. Silly.
I don't know why I'm pointing by me.
That's
Circa.
Just silly.
But like, what is it, like Boyd in town? I don't know if Stations does it anymore. But like, it's like, hey, we open up at 6.
So more of this week two schedule. What else you got here? We got more to get.
Well,
to.
I'm laughing at a quote I just saw come down. This is a piece from Pro Football Talk, and this just makes me happier, even though this line has moved. Malik Willis working, quote, around the clock in advance of a potential start.
He better be.
Yeah, you think so?
Let us begin with the forward pass, Malik.
Right, yeah, let's start with going to that let's game because there. It has moved off the 3. We are down to 2.5. This is Colts 2.5 now.
Okay.
Green Bay.
This gets back to my let's not get Meshuggah whole analysis of this earlier in the week, right? It's one thing if the look ahead was 5, maybe you believe it should be 5, maybe you don't. But if you're swinging it to the 3, which is where I guessed it would be, Indianapolis -3 as opposed to Green Bay -5, that's an 8-point move. It was flirting with 3.5s. 3.5s appeared and then people would buy back. And my whole point was that's an Andrew Luck to Scott Tolzien move. Are we really saying that Jordan Love to Malik Willis ought to be more than an Andrew Luck to Scott Tolzien move? And so now it's back to 2.5, and this is a little more where it should be. You can't go through the 3 on this.
Yeah, I understand why there was why there was buyback at 3.5.
Yes.
This one, there was also, what, a note out of Packers camp yesterday that Jordan Love's not completely ruled out? LaFleur trying to mess around with reporters a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's not playing.
I really doubt that. I also don't think that's a reason for
Ryan,
this move.
The Ryan Tannehill thing is quiet. Nothing has happened with Ryan Tannehill.
Also, can we not do better than that? Are we in such a in such a quarterback desperate situation that as soon as someone gets injured, first name that comes up is Ryan Tannehill?
I thought the very same thing. I'm like, oh, this is the greatest available quarterback that is out there.
I mean, like, what? There's not another Joe Flacco sitting on a couch somewhere? That's better. That's better than Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to go to another one that just moved through a key number last night this morning. Bucks and Lions. This is now all the way out to 7.5. Lions 7.5 now.
Lions 7.5. Now, see, I'm on the Lions. I got them at 7. So this makes me happy that I got it when I did. I just think, the Buccaneers are one of these things where it's week one. They played a Washington defense that is so bad that I don't know what we really know about the Bucs. And the Lions, I believe, beat a really good Rams team that schemed up when they had injuries. So I think the Lions, I had them power rank 4. I like it. I like it. I don't like it nearly as much at 7.5, though.
Clearly. Yeah, I haven't done anything with this game. I think if anything, I'd be looking Detroit in a teaser at this point. Could be a good match for Buffalo tonight if you're interested in that. Tampa Bay possibly down 4 guys in their secondary.
Detroit
already.
Teaser leg looks very good here.
Yeah. Is that what I said?
Yes.
Okay.
You did. Mm-hmm. I was just corroborating.
No, okay. Yeah. All right. Browns and Jags. This is, there were some 3.5s that popped. And we're back down to 3 pretty much across the board. 41.5 total. Yo, I got absolutely nothing on this game. Big stay away for me.
I think the Jags are killing themselves because they didn't win that game against Miami, rightfully so. But I do believe there's a big overreaction on Cleveland. People are just...
I do too.
People are just... They are like, oh, Deshaun Watson is done. He's terrible. All right, easy. It was one game. again against a really good Cowboys defense. I'm staying as far away from this game as possible. This may or may not be like on the Megapod, which we're doing with Joe Pita right after this. This may or may not be the game I would want no part of.
I think it is for me too. Yeah. I've got enough respect for both sides, yep. but like the Jags find way to lose games. It feels like they're starting to become one of those teams.
Yep.
I agree that there's been overreaction on the Browns quarterback stuff. And the quality of play that you're going to get there, but I'm not. I don't have interest in either.
Cut to a shot of me on Monday being like, no overreaction on Deshaun Watson. Y'all were right.
All right, Niners at Vikings. This is kind of settled into that dead zone. 5 to 5.5 on the Niners. 45.5 to 46 a total.
No man's land. I mean, look, I'm in the tank for the Niners. We're showing 5 here up on the screen. Cleve yesterday, Cleve TA was on the show. He loves the Vikings.
Yeah, there was Vikings money that came in once this hit like 6.
He loves the Vikings. He doesn't think that was a mirage this past week. Sam Darnold looked good, but again, against the Giants, I'm not really sort of ready to say that I know anything definitively. So Niners on the road, 5-point favorite, seems pretty good. Do we have a Christian McCaffrey update at all?
You know what? Nothing official, I don't think yet.
This the McCaffrey.
I guess I'm expecting him not to play, but
it feels like a not at this point, and they are this seems like it could linger.
Also, if you're San Francisco, why rush?
Why rush?
Right, like it's beginning of the season. Right. Come on, no, you know how good you are.
And
you
Jordan Mason Mason was awesome. So yeah, I get it.
And every time you keep racking up wins, too, what does it matter even more? Okay, Seahawks Patriots. This has finally moved to 3.5, basically consensus. On Seattle. I'm a little surprised it took that long, but we are out to 3.5. George Fant still questionable for this game on the offensive line, which was a major issue for Seattle last week. Kenneth Walker, I'm seeing a probable tag on. It sounds more questionable than that, though, so keep an eye on that one if you're doing anything with fantasy. He's obviously big in the backfield. Any thoughts here, Gil? I laid the 3 with Seattle last week.
Well, this is where the Jacoby Brissett thing is big, right? Like, if this was a rookie quarterback, if this is Drake May, and you got Mike McDonald on the other side, scheming up a defense where the pressure's coming from every which way and Drake May won't be able to decipher it.
Yeah.
But in Jacoby Brissett's case, perhaps he will, and the New England Patriots could be on the cusp of 2-0, for God's sake.
I thought as poor as the Seattle offensive line looked last week, and that was a concern heading into the season, the defense looked great. Right away, it looked like McDonald had an impact on that. All right, keep on moving. Giants and Commanders, 1.5-2 on the Commanders, 43 your total here. I don't hate the teaser leg by Bill.
Listen, man. You like the teaser leg or you don't?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I just think these are two bad teams. You're getting out over a touchdown on either side. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Obviously talking about the Giants teaser leg here in a Stanford Wong situation, going from the 2 to the 8 through the 3 and the 7. Listen, I thought this, my comment on guessing lines was, why is this less than 3, right?
Yeah.
And then since then, everybody, and including myself, right? I said the Commanders deep, as bad as the Panthers were, the Commanders' defensive unit might have been the worst unit in the NFL in week one. They were awful. Couldn't tackle, couldn't cover a lick, couldn't do anything. Now, there's a little guy by the name of Daniel Jones on the other side of the field that I'm not sure is the guy to exploit that, but maybe he is. Maybe he is. So, this is one of these games where I think if I was forced to bet it, I would bet the Commodores here. But I'm not, I've sort of stepped back from my thinking just because they were so bad. I think the best bet is that teaser leg on the Giants.
Yeah, probably. If I had to bet a pure side, though, it would be laying less than a field goal with the Commanders.
Me too, for sure.
Just because of what the numbers are. Okay, Rams and Cardinals. Cardinals settled in about a 1.5-point favorite in this game. Rams could be without 4 offensive linemen in this game, all kind of looking questionable to go.
Yeah.
That is why part of the reason, and no Puka Nacua, obviously, that you've seen this flip favorites to the Cardinals side. I bet the Cardinals on the opener. That was the other teaser or other leg of the teaser I have with the Ravens. So I actually have them teased up when they were still dogs. I don't mind them just laying -120 on the money line, Arizona. I think that's still an attractive side to me this week.
Sean McVay schemed up that Rams offense with those injuries on the fly against the Lions. He did a great job of it. It's another thing coming in now and having a week to do so. You'd think that'd be better. On the other hand, it's like the talent is just not up to snuff. On the other hand, the Cardinals going up against the Stafford to Cup connection, Rams are a better football team, but I understand why the Cardinals are the favorite here.
Yeah, me too. Bengals, Chiefs. Bengals took money once it got out to like 6, 6.5. We settled in 5, 5.5. You're 48, your total. I bet over 47.5 yesterday. Anything you're doing with this game?
No. Bengals better bounce back here, though.
Okay, Steelers, Broncos. Real quick, I'm going to get them in. Steelers down to 2.5, basically across the board, 36.5. Anything on that one?
This is the game I want no part of whatsoever. Steelers, Broncos.
All right, Bears, Texans. We're back out to Texans 6.5. That feels right. I bet them already there.
Texans might be my survivor pick.
Yep, I think so for me too. Eagles 6.5, still at 47 in that game. Make some money tonight.
We've done all we can do. Enjoy. Stormy and Matt are next.